Hello, and welcome to the Chance Beneath Project, Episode 5. It's February 2016, and it's cold as beans here in Montreal, which is why I'm very excited that next month I'll be broadcasting from Europe. I'm very much looking forward to that. So, what is this, and why are you here? Well, this podcast debuts 10 new tracks every month commissioned by me from 120 sound artists around the world. These new works are based on only one single parameter, which is to make use of a cassette tape loop unique to every artist that has been cut from my extended piece, Chance Beneath the Bed of the Furnace Brook, as source material. That's an earful. This podcast is themed, which means every episode will explore the newly published works from a specific angle of interest. In total, you're going to hear 120 new audio pieces by all of your favorite artists, debuted in delightful little monthly bouquets. And the best part is that it's all free. The tracks included in this podcast will be streamable forever via Bandcamp and on the project's website, and as this project is supported by Wavefarm's WGXC 90.7 in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, you can also hear every episode both on air as well as online at wavefarm.org. You can find out more info at chancebeneath.net, or if info, quote-unquote, isn't your thing and you just want to hear the music without me or anyone else talking at you, you can do that as well at chancebeneath.net. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it. Episode 5, Time Space. So this month we'll be exploring works that make us think about the organization of time. And you know what that means? Beats! Beats! Yes, we're really branching out these days. Last month we featured tracks that make use of the human voice, and some of them even had lyrics. Now we're going to unlock the archive's inner groove and get busy delving into how some artists have chosen to focus on the more rhythmic aspects of this loop-heavy project. We're going to start in a more traditional fashion with some straightforward-ish beat-driven electronic interpretations. Okay, they're not actually straightforward. You're not going to hear these tracks blasting out of club speakers anytime soon, but you can probably bob your head. So now let's hear from Yannick Show, Key Code, and the drone metal superstar Aiden Baker. Oh, and just to be kind of on topic, I quote-unquote DJ'd them together as best as I could. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We just heard Berlin-based Aiden Baker, whose work was split between two tracks. Baker created a separate piece for each side of his given cassette loop. Both of these tracks will be streaming in the web archive as well, so feel free to head over there to re-listen to those tracks if you like them. His was preceded by Montrealer Toby Caillouette, who has worked with tons of bands and is now kind of finding his way as a soloist with this almost post-rocky electronic production project called Key Code. And to start that set, we heard the Danish electronic avant-gardist Jannik Schohansen with a very wall-of-soundy approach to deep house music. It's kind of funny to think that those tracks actually came from the same basic loop frameworks that all of the other tracks we've heard in this project have come from. It's a totally different direction, and I love it. So now we're going to hear some tracks that take a more abstract approach to rhythm, and I'll disclose that I included my own submission in here as well. You know, you got to do what you got to do. I submitted, it's here, it's over. These are works that utilize what I would call non-percussion rhythmic sounds to divide up the track, shifting tempos and collages of samples that reference the way that the loop and other samples sort of move through time in thoughtful ways. So without further ado, here is Hanna Hartman, Giuseppe Ialassi, myself, and then Echo Ho.
Thank you.
We just heard Cologne-based sound artist Echo Ho with a work that sort of floats between the worlds of beat-driven and rhythmless, full-bodied electronic ambience. Before hers, we heard My Piece, Giuseppe Alassi's, and Hannah Hartman's to start. So there's this sort of atypically divided time-space that links the four works in that last set. And Giuseppe's work was almost the genesis for me in putting those tracks together, since we're getting a lot of these synthesized indicators of rhythm, dividing the work into pieces. But there isn't really a clear motion forward. He's constantly pulling back. Whereas in my reading of Hannah's piece, it's almost like the rhythms here are moving from side to side, being handed off, spun and revving up and down in a collage of movement. There's an intense rhythmic drive here, but it's not really going forward like the pieces in the first set. So now we're going to hear from three artists who kind of drive our engagement with rhythm slightly off a cliff. I wanted to end on this idea of time suspended. Time is referenced by the loop itself, which we hear sort of cycling on in the background, but it's also flattened by a sense of stasis that the artists create. It's like time is rendered invisible in these works, but you still feel that it's there. So we're going to hear from some of the world's masters in that very sensation. Mr. Manic Yannick Schaefer, then Pink Courtesy Phone, which is a project by LA-based sound artist Richard Chartier, and finally the Belgium-based audio and visual artist Philippe Cavallari. Enjoy! Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to episode 5 of the Chance Beneath Project. See you next month in Europe.